Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to the Pattern Design Circle podcast. I am so excited to be here in your ear again. And today we're going to be chatting about attending festivals and events as a designer. So there are definitely different kinds of events, and knowing your goal for those events is going to be the most important thing from my perspective if you are trying to make it a strategic move or decision in your business. If you are trying to make this a business event where you are networking, you're gaining exposure to you're increasing exposure to your business, you are, you know, showcasing your work. So most of the festivals that we see are like shopping events, market events where people are selling, especially yarn and other haberdashery notions and bags and things. And then oftentimes those markets are accompanied by classes. So as a designer, there are a few ways that you can get involved in the scheduled events specifically. You could buy a booth and showcase your designs there. I personally have not done that just for my designs. I have done that some with craft fairs where I used to sell the hand-knit actual hats and mittens and scarves and all of the things, and I sold the items. And at my last craft fair, I also displayed a bunch of my samples and handed out business cards. I had cards printed out that had QR codes to different patterns and my email list and things like that. So that is definitely something you can do. I haven't ever done personally a booth just for my designs. It would be definitely something interesting to experiment with. I have talked about doing a booth with multiple designers to split the fee. So the reason that I haven't personally done a booth just for my designs is because of the expense of it. Renting a booth at an event, especially, you know, the bigger the event, the more expensive the booth is going to be. It can be difficult, I would imagine, to make back the money through pattern sales at that event. Because most patterns are a fairly low price point. Now, there are things that I think you could absolutely do to help increase sales. If you are showcasing yarn that is in the event, you can maybe create some sort of collaboration with the yarn company where they are maybe recommending your booth, you're recommending their booth. People who are buying yarn now can buy the pattern, things like that. What I have done instead is had my samples in other booths, which means I don't end up paying a booth fee. I send the sample to the person who is hosting the booth, and They have the sample up as an example of how their yarn is worked up, an example of it's really showcasing their yarn. And then if folks are interested in the pattern, they can purchase the pattern either from me directly, or specifically if the vendor is a yarn shop, they can purchase the pattern through the yarn shop on Ravelry there at the event. The part that is a bit more complicated about that is the actual sale of the pattern. A lot of times that happens on the person's device. So the sales are more difficult on the customer end than most of the sales that they are making or purchases that they are making at the event. So if it can't go through the cash register at the booth, then this adds additional steps for the customer. And so if you have your own booth, you still have to figure out how to get over that obstacle. Are you selling the hard copies of the patterns and then having a download code in them? And if so, then you have, in addition to the booth fee, you have the upfront cost of printing the materials, printing the pattern out. You also, if you haven't done a booth before, you'll need supplies to actually display your stuff, table or grid walls, hooks, all of those things, signage for your booth that also adds to those are one-time expenses, but they still add to the cost that now you have to make up with pattern sales. Another advantage that I do see of having your own booth is that you can really network more with the yarn dyers. You have established yourself as a business that is, at a minimum, willing to put their work out there and make an investment in the booth. There is a certain element of camaraderie that often happens between the booth vendors in a market, and you can get to know the other booth mates well. It might be a easier way to build some of those connections and collaborations with other people in the industry. At the same token, when you are vending, you don't have that much time to go, unless you have somebody else who's also helping me in your booth and everything. You don't have all this time to go do the networking with the other people. It's more around setup, teardown times, and things like that. So then that also relates to the other booth vendors, where they're not there just to go buy all of the things. They're there to sell their things. So the crisscross maybe won't be as high as if you just attend. So what I've done is I've had samples at some events, and then I also have had it's where I attend the event. And I go to the different booths. I do my research on the companies that are there. I pay attention to different ones that I might be interested in collaborating with. I pay attention to yarn colors and things like that in their booth. And then I make an introduction. I tell them that I'm a designer. I ask if they're open to having collaborations. Talk a little bit. Depending on how busy the event is, you don't really have a lot of time to chat. That is the main downfall from my perspective. So, sure, I've made a lot of connections. How many of those people now after that are going to remember who I am? I'll reach out, obviously, or I shouldn't say obviously. I'll reach out after the event, make my introduction via email again, just remind them of our conversation, things like that. But is that the kind of the pros and cons that I weigh on that are, is that really a super valuable deep, important connection, or is that just an introduction passing by that I was just another customer that they talked to that day? So for me, for events in general, which I attended Rhinebeck last year, and which is New York Sheep and Wool. It's one of the most well-known festivals here in North America. And I did not find that it was especially conducive to growing my business. Like, it wasn't a super easy place to network with booth vendors, things like that, because there are so many people there. There was the Indie Untangled event. I felt like had the most kind of genuine connections and discussions and possibility for collaboration with some of the vendors there, the yarn dyers that were vending there. I think for a combination of reasons, probably the kind of people that they're bringing into the event as vendors, in addition to the time structure. So they couldn't have just huge masses of people, or they did their best to prevent huge masses of people to try to keep the flow of people through the event at a more reasonable quantity. But then what I did find to be super helpful, networking business connection wise, was the kind of the events outside of the market festival events. So I stayed at the Go Sadie House, and they had planned events for every evening. They had different stitching events where other people came to the house. So there was a lot more opportunity for just hanging out and getting to know other people, talking about your business, learning more about them, developing a more personal connection. And for me, that's really important to me. The connection is super valuable, and I want to work with people that really resonate with me, and that it's more than just a business transaction. So I found that part to be the most helpful part of the event. There are also paid events that I imagine kind of provide a similar atmosphere, a similar opportunity in the evenings, where they have, the different stitching groups and dinner and all of those things. So from that experience, I felt like the kind of personal connection aspect that I'm looking for as a business owner with other businesses, I think would be best found in like a retreat setting, where you're spending more time together. You are, actually getting to know these other people and developing more meaningful connections and relationships, and so it doesn't feel as like much like a 30-second introduction where you give your elevator pitch and then you're on to the next booth. Now, this is obviously a very this is my own personal perspective. I do want to say that I think there is a lot of pressure that knitters and crocheters in general feel, but also designers and other people in the industry, that we should be attending these events, that you're missing out if you don't attend these events. And while they are beautiful, wonderful opportunities, and absolutely you can make connections, you can build business relationships, those things are available. There are so many people to meet there. Like, say, on Rhinebeck on the Hill, there's also this great opportunity to connect with your own community. So I had meetups on the Hill, where I met knitters who know Snickerdoodle Knits, and in tandem and Pattern Design Circle, all of the things. So I met, customers and things there. But as far as, so there's what I'm trying to say is there's definitely value there, but it's a matter of knowing what is important to you. For me, those kinds of things Well, I really enjoyed the, especially the one-on-one connections with customers. The event overall felt like it was so exhausting personally, just based on my personality as an introvert and all of the things, that it didn't feel like the exchange was necessarily something that made a lot of sense as a strategic business move. And yeah, like I said, I came to the conclusion that I felt like something more like a retreat probably is more of the vibe that I am really looking for. Now, the other, I talked about the market aspect. Another aspect that you could take advantage of as a designer is if you are also a teacher, if you also really enjoy teaching different concepts. So it could be teaching basics, it could be teaching things like brioche, having whatever classes that you're already teaching, you can pitch to these event hosts. You want to do it plenty in advance because they plan these out far in advance. Everything's, lined up in advance. But if you can be a teacher at these events, then you get paid for your time for teaching the classes, and you build more of a relationship with students in your classes, and you can really showcase your authority, your experience, your expertise as a designer in this environment. And at the same time, you probably are incorporating some of your patterns and things into the class. So you are showcasing your work as a designer, and some of these folks might be new to you. You might increase your customer base because of that. So that is definitely a valuable aspect that you could dive into. I have done for it's a really small kind of event here in where I live. And I think this year was just the second year. So last year that they've had the event. So last year I was a teacher for two classes. I had one class I only had one student for, the other class I had three students for. And it was a positive experience. I'm one of the classes in particular, I'm not as excited about teaching that topic. That was the class, of course, that had three students. So I'm clear on the topics that I really enjoy teaching. But yeah, that's definitely another opportunity. Just be honest with yourself on a lot of these things of what do I actually enjoy? What am I actually trying to get out of this? What is the return on your investment that you're looking for. What is your definition of success? And that will help you to make the decision of, is this really a good fit for me or not? Is this a business decision that makes sense? Or do I want to just go because of my own personal preference, which is an absolutely valid thing to do as well. It doesn't have to. Not everything you do in the industry has to be for building your business. So then I am going, the reason I am sharing this episode right now, I actually recorded with a friend last fall after Rhinebeck, a kind of discussion on, why we both didn't really feel like festivals were something that we were super into as business owners. And but she, no hard feelings or anything at all towards her. She didn't feel comfortable having me publish the episode, so you haven't seen it, and you won't see it. But so I've thought about this topic quite a lot. But the reason I'm actually publishing it now is because as of this recording going live, today I am traveling to Stitch Up Chicago, which is an event in Chicago. And It is. I'm really curious to see how it actually plays out. So if you're interested in a follow-up episode, let me know. Send me an Instagram message or an email or something. But I'm curious to see what it looks like and how it compares to the typical festival, because this event is not a primarily a market. It is more to me, from what I've heard about it, what I know about the schedule and all of that, it feels like a larger retreat. So it's not the small, intimate kind of event with maybe one household of people. It is held at a hotel event center, and there are 150 people attending. But they have everything planned out for workshops and classes and like a yarn tasting event where you get to know the different dyers that are there and see their yarn and stuff. You have the option to order from them, but you're not actually purchasing the yarn there in person. So it seems like a really interesting dynamic. And I think that it's maybe a little bit more of what I am interested in personally for my own business connections and relationships, where there's this opportunity where the focus isn't just buying things, but it is community. It's getting to know the other people that I'm around. It's building these connections and networking, and in a lower pressure environment. It's not just like a job fair or something like that. So I'm really, really curious to see what it's like. I am excited. If you want an update to hear my thoughts afterwards, let me know. And then there are like other events that are more networking events. So H&H Americas is an event that is actually held for people who are business owners in the industry, who are working to make a living in their business. And that I think could be a really, really powerful place to attend. I would be really curious to see what that looks like. If it looks, like a lot like a, I don't know, business fairs that I've been to, where it's getting to know different businesses. I don't know exactly what that dynamic looks like, but I think that is a huge event that might be super, super interesting and valuable to attend as a business owner with a lot of networking opportunities, because networking is extremely valuable. Who you know does help a lot. Just having connections and introductions and people knowing people. I think it counts for something in every industry. And so putting yourself out there is super helpful and valuable, and getting to know other business owners, whether it leads to collaborations or recommendations or a fellow business friend, somebody who can offer guidance and help. There's so many different things that you can get from networking with other businesses within the same industry. So that I hope gives an idea of maybe kind of some of the events that we see, how we can navigate those as business owners, and different ways that they could be helpful in a strategic way in our business. And then also examples of how to kind of weigh, is this for me or is this not for me? Just know your expectations. Is your expectation exposure? Is it sales? Is it having a certain number of collaborations lined up after the event? What are you really going into it looking for? And that can help you find the events that are really going to be the best fit for you as well. Are you going for it to connect with customers? Are you going to put it to connect with other business owners? All of those different aspects. So I hope this is helpful, and more than anything, I want to give you permission that you don't have to attend anything. You don't have to do any of the events at all. But it can be a super helpful tool. So I hope now this episode is a tool to help you navigate if that is a good decision for you or not, so that you can feel like you have the knowledge to make an informed decision that you're really happy with. So I guess with that, if you're at Stitch Up Chicago, I will see you tomorrow. If you're watching this th or listening to this the day that it comes out. And otherwise, feel free to reach out if you have any questions at all. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.